When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Too Many Chances, T-O-O. Many chances. How so many people make the mistake of giving narcissistic people, toxic people, too many chances. I hear this is such a goose fraba. I have the goose fraba. Y'all know this video gonna be lit. This podcast is gonna be lit when I have the goose fraba before the episode even starts. Because look, y'all. Too many people get caught up in these toxic people dynamics and whatnot, where you feel obligated to give these people more chances. It's just like they show you who they are. They reveal who they are, like 100,000%. They show you in your face who they are. But something inside of you convinces you to give this person another chance. Or, of course, a lot of times they themselves, the narcissist or the toxic person, influence it. You know, they influence you giving them another chance and things like that. But the way it typically goes is you reach out to, like, sometimes you reach out to them, you know, or, you know, it's just too many chances. Like Maya Angelou, I think this is one of her quotes. She said, when somebody shows you who they really are, believe them the first time. Why don't you believe them the first time? What are you telling yourself to allow? Sometimes it's not the narcissist telling you. Sometimes the narcissistic person, they leave you alone. You end up reverse hoovering yourself. Sometimes the narcissist, when you break up with them or they break up with you or whatever, they go completely silent. You know, and you end up being the one that reaches out to them. You end up being the one that contacts them and things like that. So what are you telling yourself to make you want to reach out to this person? Trauma bond aside, I know the trauma bond, and I understand that exists. You know what I mean? Outside of the trauma bond, I know the trauma bond can give you these symptoms, but outside of the trauma bond, what are you telling yourself that makes you give this person another chance? What are you telling yourself in your mind that's just like, you know what? Another chance is warranted. You know what I mean? Because they show you, they cheat on you. They lie to you. They manipulate you. They do all this type of stuff. But what it is in your mind is just like, you know what? They're not all that bad. You know what? They have good qualities about themselves. So maybe I should give them a 15th chance. We've been on, because one of the main, the reason I made this video, because one of the main things I hear when I'm talking to people about dealing with narcissists and toxic people, when I'm talking to them over Zoom and stuff like that, is I decided to give them, they're not all that bad, or the relationship was on and off. The on and off blows my mind. It's like, what is causing these off periods? What is prompting y'all to go off? What is the off? What starts the off periods? I want to know. I see a lot of people say that, just like, we were on and off for X amount of time. What is causing the off? What is flipping the relationship light switch? What is making the light switch go off in these dynamics? I'm curious. Like, what is making it go off? Because a lot of people, like, on and off. We were on and off. I think the longest on and off I heard was like 20 years, 20 some odd years. They were on and off for 20 years. They would be together for 2 years, break up for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, get back together. Be together for a year, break up for a month, get back together. Like, what is causing the off periods? And it's typically something the narcissistic person does. Oh, they cheated on me. I caught them in a lie. I caught them talking to their ex. I caught them doing this. I caught them doing that. But I decided, you know, of course, they came back and they reeled me back in. Now, y'all, sometimes, again, I know y'all have heard me give this analogy before. Sometimes they don't reel you back in. Sometimes they don't reel you back in. Sometimes when people say reel you back in, they're talking about like fishing and stuff like that. The narcissist or the fisherman using bait to reel the fish in. Sometimes the fish hop in the boat. Sometimes you flop in the boat. sometimes the fish jumps on the shore. The whale gets beached. You know, I'm not calling you a whale. I'm not this. We're not fat phobic over here. I'm just saying the whale gets beached sometimes. Whatever the dolphin washes up on a beach or whatever. Sometimes you. I'm just telling you. What are you telling yourself to make you give this person another chance? Because they can say what they want to say. I understand that dynamic. Well, they reached out to me, and of course, they told me everything that I wanted to hear. Yeah, they. Of course, they're going to tell you everything that you want to hear because they want you back. They want you back in their life. They want you back around them. They want control over you. They want access to you and things like that. So, of course, they're going to tell you what you want to hear because they want you back in their life. That makes absolute sense because if they don't want you, they're not going to tell you what you don't want to hear. You see what I'm saying? Especially if they reach out to you. Hey, I'm sorry. I show, you know, yeah, look, everybody in your life will not like the narcissist. You don't really like them. You don't even really like them. Like, your friends don't like them. Your family don't like them. Everybody around you that has ever met them doesn't like them. But you know different, right? You don't know them like I know them. Y'all, sometimes you get manipulated. Take a step back. If your friend was in this situation, what would you tell them? What kind of information would you get them? You mean, if y'all see the new jacket, this is from the brand right here, y'all. This is the I Love Me brand. You see it right here? The symbol, the I Love Me. I wish I could show y'all the back. If I turn around... Y'all see it on the back? It's on the back too. Sorry, I forgot I had it on. But seriously, that's the mindset of it all, y'all. What are you telling yourself to get this person? Like, you know what? I'm gonna give this person another chance. 15th chance, 4th chance, whatever. What are you telling yourself? Because everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. When you give these people too many chances, first of all, this is what I see 90% of the time in these relationships, 90 to 95% of the time in these relationship dynamics, y'all. You give this person too many chances and they leave you for somebody else. You keep forgiving them over and over again. You give them another chance, another chance, another chance. And then they all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they leave you for someone else. Why do they leave me? All I wanted to do was love them. Why didn't I deserve to get treated better? Because once you keep forgiving them, they're not going to treat you better. Why would they? You've already forgiven me for treating you horribly. Why would I forgive you for treating? Why would I apologize? You know what I mean? You've already forgiven me for treating you horribly. So why would I treat you any better? If I don't have to work hard to keep you, why would I work hard to keep you? Why would I work hard to get you back? You see what I'm saying? In a narcissistic person's mind, when you the more you tolerate, the more they're going to do. Give them an inch, they take a foot. Give them a foot, they take a yard. Give them a yard, they take a mile. Give them a mile, they take a kilometer. You see what I'm saying? They just keep going up and up and up. You see what I'm saying? You have to, you yourself, in your own mind, what are you thinking right here, y'all? Because everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. And, you know, everybody be telling you the truth. I'll tell you straight up. Like, look, I don't think this person deserves another chance. And then some of y'all will talk yourself into it anyway. Lee doesn't know what you're talking about. Okay, cool. You mean? Y'all want to see the lack of empathy? Don't do it. When I give you some information, you don't take it? Oh, cool. I didn't listen to Lee. This happened to me. Oh, I told you. You know what I mean? That's how my mind goes to, because that's my own internal, my mental defense mechanism kicks in. And when people don't listen to me, I'm just like, okay, I told you, you know what I mean? So the lack of empathy kicks in because I want people to win. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. It's when they show you who they are, believe them, y'all. Believe them. It takes on average about 90 days to get to know somebody for who they really are. So in that 90-day period, press people, y'all. Set boundaries. Say no. Set some restrictions to see how they react. See how they react to your restrictions and things like that. But it's your responsibility to do it, because they're not going to do it. Why would they do it? Why would that narcissistic person do it? They're not going to make your life any easier, because making your life easier doesn't benefit them. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't benefit a narcissistic person to make your life easier if you keep letting them come back when they already make your life harder. So everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. I feel like I've just been ranting this whole video, but I feel like I have to, y'all. I feel like I have to rant. I need to rant. You know what I mean? Because I want people to win. I want y'all to win so bad. I really, really do. But you have to want to. Look, I can want you to win, but you have to want yourself to win more than anybody else wants you to win. Like, if you don't want yourself to win, or if your version of winning includes allowing a toxic person to run over top of you, then good luck. Buckle up. You're in for a bumpy ride life. Buckle up, because that's what you're in for. And people are like, well, Lee, you kind of mean. I'm not being mean. I'm being realistic. So many people, y'all, you want this fairy tale romance. Like they'll cheat on you, lie to you, manipulate you, and then they'll replace you with somebody else once you keep forgiving them. Because just sometimes they replace you. Sometimes the narcissistic person will replace you just because the other person provides a clean slate. The other person, the relationship is not dirty. It's clean. They don't know me. So I can go over here and start fresh, start new, without any kind of judgment, without any kind of shame of dealing with you. So yeah, they're going to try to replace you. During the off periods, when you are on and off with a narcissistic person, during the off periods, they're typically trying to replace you, especially if it's a planned break, if it's a planned separation. Let's take a 30 day break. We need about 30 days to take a break. Somebody wrote that in my comment section last night. It was like, my narcissistic partner told me we needed to take a 30 day break. I was like, well, good luck, because during that 30 day period, he gonna be cheating, trying to clap every cheat that's around him. And then if he doesn't find anybody else after that 30 day period expires, that 30 day trial Netflix period expires, cheek flicks, that 30 day trial of cheek flicks expires, and they don't find anybody, they don't get any subscribers, they'll come back to you then. You mean cheek flicks. Oh, goodness gracious. I crack myself up sometimes, y'all. I'm sorry. But let me cut this thing short, y'all. To Austin, Texas is October the 15th this week, coming up. Today is Monday, so it's coming up October the 15th, Austin, Texas, and then November the 19th. Oh my goodness, y'all, we're gonna be in Toronto, Canada, November the 19th, doing our first meet and greet off of American soil. So I see y'all, like I said, narcavengers.com, narcavengers.com/Toronto or /Texas if you're still interested in the Texas event. If you're coming to the Texas event already, switch over to the Q&A. Come do the Q&A. There's only 23 people registered for that. It's 165 people registered for the full meetup. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.